Welcome to the Road of Faith, my friends. My name is Ken Fletcher. So glad you're here with us today. And we trust that you're going to stay with us because we're going to get into some good things in the Word today for you. And our whole goal is to get you into the place with the Lord where you can hear personally, one-on-one with Him regarding anything in your life. I mean, you've positioned yourself to hear from Him, and that's what we're all about here. We want to get you to that place of clarity and of understanding with Him, and that you would know exactly what He's wanting to do in each situation when you're able to go to Him, and no matter what it is that you're dealing with. And boy, it's what a blessing, because then here's what's happening is you're doing life together with Jesus. You and Jesus are walking through life and working through things, the both of you together on things, and He's showing you His best for you. Praise God. Well, we want to get you into that place that I have been enjoying for some time now, since March 9th of 2022. And it has been remarkable what He's been doing in me, and just the clarity that I have with Him now. I can find out whatever I need to find out. Do I still miss it? Well, yeah, when I don't go to Him with stuff, I still miss it some. But you know what? I'm not missing it nearly, because I wasn't even at that place where I could hear what He was wanting to do in situations. And so praise God, I want to get you. And I know He wants to get you there. This is something I actually asked Him not too long after it started happening to me. I said, man, Lord, is this for everybody? I mean, is this something you want for, you know, others? I didn't know really, because I had come into a clarity with Him that I hadn't understood before. And I had not been before, and made me think, well, man, how many people are in this place with Him? Well, I'm certain that there are others that are as clear as I am, and a whole lot clearer than I am, I'm sure. But the thing about it is that we want to get you into that particular place where you hear Him clearly, and you should, because He's that close. He's so close, and we're blended together with Him inside, and we should be hearing this direction that He has for us in our life from, you know, whatever it is. Now, I mean, you can involve Him in as many things, man, and you should. You should learn to involve Him in the things that you're involved in, because He's interested. He's just interested in all of it, and He wants to help you and give you wisdom and show you what to do in every situation. And that's what this series is pretty much all about, because if we can get you into this place with the Lord where you're hearing Him on a daily basis, on a minute to minute, you know, even second to second at times, instance to instance, you know, going from one place to another place, a transition. Perhaps you need some guidance regarding something in your life, or something about your family, your children, or somebody, and you're needing some guidance. You need to know what you should be doing and what you should be about concerning the situation in the direction of the Lord. Now, our mistakes come is when we think we know what we're doing, and maybe we do sometimes. You know, I'm not saying we don't. I'm saying, but if we can check with the Lord and find out those things that maybe we're not doing as good as we can do, or in a way that, in a better way, or in, you know, he's, and that's the beautiful thing about this intimate relationship, this one-on-one, this thought-to-thought, this mind-to-mind, instant communication with the Lord. And that's the thing I didn't know could happen. And I was so surprised about after March 9th, and I started going forward from then, and I was telling my wife, I said, Yolanda, I says, I'm hearing the Lord clearer than I've ever heard Him I mean, it was crystal clear, and in places I hadn't heard before. You know, I used to kind of pick things up from downside, you know, down deep in my core, my being, I pick things up from the Lord, leadership and so forth. But now it's just everywhere. inside. I mean, it's like he has, a lot of times he's talking right to me in my mind. I mean, just right there. And he's right there inside my mind right there. And I'm talking with him. And when I say talk with him, I mean, it's thought to thought. Now, a lot of times I just like to verbalize, you know, when I'm talking to him, I'll just say things out loud. But it's not necessary, with him because, inside you're thought to thought. So, I mean, boom, you know, we're going to get it done whether I can verbalize it or vocalize it or not. I may be in a place it's just not appropriate for me to vocalize or verbalize those things out here in the natural realm. But it doesn't matter because I've got him thought to thought. See, because so if I verbalize it or not, I know what he wants to do and how he wants me. So praise God. I thank God for this place he brought me into. And I know he did it, but I also understand from what he told me that it's something that we do as believers. It's something that we want. It's something that we initialize, you see. The Bible tells us to draw near to God and he'll draw near to us, correct? Well, see there, who initializes that? Well, we do. We do. So this whole thing that we've been talking about this whole series, and I hope you're staying with us because little things come out on each one that wasn't on the previous ones, you know. New things have come out, new revelations, new things that the Lord has shown me. And so we want to get those things all across to you because it's all for your benefit. I mean, just to be ministering on here is for you. This whole thing is for you. I mean, the whole thing is the whole seminar, the whole series, the whole Road of Faith seminar period is because of you. So we want you to get it. We want you to enjoy it. We want you to be involved in it. In this thing with him and the intimacy. I hope I'm stirring you up in a sense, just stirring you up for that hunger. If you're not there, now listen, if you're not there, don't worry, man. Just don't. And if you've got that desire, that's where it starts. If you've got that desire down in your heart that you want to come into this place with the Lord, into the place of thought to thought, mind to mind, it doesn't mean he runs you like a robot. He doesn't run you like a robot. He doesn't interrupt if you're involved in things, unless it's something that may be dangerous to you or something that it's important that you get it right. And if that's the case, sometimes he will interrupt and give you a little prompt there or something, you know, to help you get you back on track. And he'll do that. Thank God he'll do that and then lead you in the right ways keep you right on track with his best for your life because that's what he wants. Well, what happens when you get to the place where that's what you want is his best for your life? What happens then? Well, you get in agreement with him basically. And when you get in agreement with him, my goodness sakes, well, then he's able to flow and bring out his best and his will for your life. And my goodness, things are going to change. Things are going to change. He's going to rearrange some things. He's going to help you to think right, see yourself right, perceive yourself right. Yes, he'll help you with all those things. And when he does that, you are going to come into a new perception, a new realization, the things that he's showing you for that's his will and his perfect will for your life. I see. Now, if you want to go after that, if you want that, I believe that hearing from him on a daily basis, all day and all night, I believe that's vital. And if you want to find out his best will for your life, if you do, it's up to you. Amen. Well, you already know he does. You already know what he wants for you. He wants the best for you. He wants the very best for you. Yes, he does. And so you know that much, but what do you want? Well, somebody said, well, I want God's best, but then they won't do what it takes to get God's best. All right. Well, it takes a few things, you know, and that's what we're talking. Some of the things we're talking about, of course, we've been talking about humility here in recent seminars, and I hope that you've been with us throughout those seminars as well. as we've been talking about that. We're going to talk a little bit more about humility today, and then we're going to go on, amen, into other things. So this is all important stuff. It's all these verses, all these things that we're bringing out concerning how to approach God, you know, who we are, what we have, and have an understanding that we have this pride working in us here. As long as we're down here, so we have to really keep an eye on it. I don't care if you've been a believer for 90 years, you still got to watch that pride, because it's sneaky, and that selfishness is just, you know, it's that outward nature thing, man. He try to creep in on you and begin to control you and how you see yourself. And if you're into pride, well, it's going to be false. It's just going to be false. So you don't want that pride, that old nasty P word. It's a dirty word. We don't want that in us. No, we want to bring it down and bring ourselves low and humble ourselves before the Lord. And as you know, this is our main scripture that we've been on every seminar that we've had in the Know Thyself series, and that is the 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 that says, if any man's in Christ or any person's in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. And then the next verse that goes on to say, and all these things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, and bought us back in Jesus' name. And we're so thankful for all that he has done and transformed us. Problem is, many believers don't understand all that. And they don't understand this new creation. And that's why we're spending so much time in talking about this inward man, who you're made, how you're made, the consistency of how is it possible that we can have a relationship with a perfect God? How's that possible? Praise God. Through the blood of Jesus, we can have a relationship with a perfect God. Because he makes us perfect. I said he makes us perfect. He created us inside. This new creation is a perfect new creation. It's not some shabby wannabe someday. No, it's not that we're one going to transfer into some other being when our body pass away. No, it don't. No, we are then who we are now in Jesus' name. We are then as we are now. We are spirit. We live in these bodies, and when these bodies expire, our spirit is still quite alive. Our spirit, our soul, and who we are is still quite alive and is not passed away. No, you find yourself with your family. That's what you find yourself with at the end of your life. So if you're still the old creation, what's that mean? Well, I'm not sure what it all means for you. I mean, I know what I believe the Bible says about it all, but I don't know where you're at, do I? No, I don't know where you're at on it. And so it's really important for you to be settled on for sure who is the Lord of your life. Because when Jesus comes in, he transforms you and makes you into this new creation, this new creature who is heaven ready and who is ready now, have transferred families into the family of God. And now you are with him, you see. Amen. Well, if you don't know some of these things, well, that's where the knowledge comes from. That's where the understanding comes from. The truth is what makes you free. The truth of who you are and what you have now with the Lord. Praise God. So if any man, any woman is in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Yes, they have. And all these things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through his son, Jesus Christ. Because our faith in what Jesus did is what makes the difference for you and me as human beings. Yes, it does. Our faith in what Jesus did, he made us right with God. Thank God. Praise his name forever for what he has done, changed our complete destiny as we put our faith in him. We become like him. Amen. So we've got a long way to go in our understanding of who we really are and what we really what we're really like. And of course, that's what this series is all about. Because if you can get a hold of some of these things in your understanding, and you can get a hold of them, wrap your mind around some of these. See, I'm still having trouble wrapping my mind around stuff. But if you can get to the place where you can wrap your mind around who you are and what the Lord has done in you, and this relationship that we have, this fusion that we have now together with Him, and He's abiding inside with us. He's abiding inside with us day and night, never leaves, always there. Thank you, Jesus. My goodness, what a thrilling thought that He's never going to leave me. No matter what comes, no matter what happens out here, I've got Jesus. And if you're a believer, you got Jesus. So no matter what happens out here, no matter if everything just goes completely bonkers, man, and just we've got Jesus, we've got our foot, we're standing on the solid rock that cannot be moved and it cannot be shaken. No matter what shakes down here, we are on Jesus. He cannot be shaken. Praise God. So that means we're not going to get shaken either. I mean, we might see a lot of stuff, but standing where we are on the solid rock, the eternal rock of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have redemption. And we have this relationship with God. We're not trying to get it. We're not going to be changing when our body passes away and turn into something different than we already are. No, you don't, because you became a new creation when you invited Jesus in, and that power came, the Holy Spirit came on you and recreated who you are, made you right with God right there. I mean, you were heaven ready right then. Boom, just like that. Heaven ready, and have been ever since, I might add. You say, well, I missed it. I messed up. Well, you're looking at somebody done messed up a whole lot of times. And I'm here to tell you that He never left me, and he kept working with me, kept trying to get me back on track, get me to thinking right, get me to seeing right. Thank God for His grace that held me in the times when I was just goofed up in my mind. I was just influenced by feelings and things out here in the world and coming against that which was in me, what He made me. But I didn't understand it all. I didn't understand what was happening. I thought it was, you know, just all my fault. You know what I mean? Just and it was wrong choices. I don't mean to say that I didn't make the wrong choices to find myself in those places, but I did. But the thing about it, here's what I want to get across to you, is that once He comes into your life, He's not going nowhere. He is not interested in that. He's interested in you. He knew about that stuff before you came on. You know, you knew about that stuff before he wanted you anyway. I mean, He thought about you long before you were even born here on the earth. You were in His mind. And so He was aware of all that stuff, all them mess ups, all them things that you didn't get right in your mind, all those wrong thinking, all them judgment thoughts, all who knows what all was not right. You know what I'm saying? But He looked past all that, and He loved you, and He wanted you just the way you are. And He wants you just the way you are right now. He's not rejecting you. No, He's not. Your problem is that you have allowed some stuff by your choices in there, and he hasn't pulled back His love on you at all. No, you got yourself out away from maybe His will in your life, and it's costing you. Yeah, it may be costing you out here, but let me tell you what, He never left you. No, He didn't. He understands it all. He understands why you're there. He understands how you got goofed up, where you got goofed up, who was involved and all of that stuff, where it all came from. He understands and looks right through it. He sees right through it. You know how He does that? Because He looks down on the intents of your heart. Yes, He does. And if you're a new creature in Christ, if you've been born again and you are in the family of God, I can tell you with the intents of your heart. And He can too. He knows what he put into you, all that good stuff that he created in you. You just don't know about it yet. Well, don't get too discouraged on yourself. You know, don't give up on yourself. Don't self-condemn. You know, that's what the enemy tries to keep you doing, is self-condemning. Keep putting yourself down. I mean, you may have a hammer and you'd be knocking yourself in the head for those wrong choices or whatever. And the devil will say, you know what? That hammer's too small for you. You need a bigger hammer. So he'll give you a bigger hammer to do that with. You know, here you go. You need a bigger hammer. That's right. You did. You messed up. Yes, you did. And da 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 da. And just keep perpetuating that, those thoughts. And you think, and after a while, you think, well, dear Lord, am I going to be able to recover from all that? You know, am I going to be able to, you know, come back to, you know, am I going to be able to, is my life going to be, listen, Jesus can fix it. I said, he can fix it. Now, he knows how bad you messed up or bad choices or whatever, but he can fix it. If you put your trust in him, now you got to put your whole life in his hands. If you'll put it in his hands and keep it there and just keep looking to him for direction and leadership, listen, he can take the worst mess now. He can turn it around. He can bring healing. He can bring, and it can be like it never was. Now, what I mean by that, you can look back on it, just be like a bad dream or something. It could be better with you and the Lord. Life can be better than it ever was before when you put your faith and your trust in the Lord. Amen. Matter of fact, let's have a word of prayer right now before we go forward. Dear Lord, you know who we're talking to here. Dear Lord, you know their heart. You know what's been going on in their life. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, you see right through it all. It's not that you're condemning them about any of it, because we know you're not, that you never condemn us. No, you don't. You poured all your condemnation on Jesus at the cross. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so therefore, now with us, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, and we are free. So, Lord, we just pray for our friend right there. We ask you, Father, that you would just minister to them right there where they're watching this video, wherever they are. We just thank you, Lord, that you're giving them the witness down in their heart right now, that peace, that speaking to them and showing them and helping to get a hold of the greatness and the awesomeness of what you've done in us. And just thank you, Lord, for giving them a revelation that they ain't messed up too bad. Show them, Lord, that you can just turn this thing around for them and help them to put their trust in you. And Lord, we just thank you for doing that throughout this seminar. Lord, we've sure already went in ways we didn't know we were going to go, Father. So we just thank you. At right now, you're doing a miracle in them, that you're showing them something, a step to take. That leads them up and out of that mess and out of that stuff. We thank you for your word that's always true. And no matter what comes, Lord, we just cling to your word that is so true. Now, my friend, maybe that's what you need to do right now. You need to go right to his word and find out what his truth is about your situation. Now, a lot of people are just too lazy to do it. And they're going to watch some preacher, they're going to watch something and without doing their own study. I mean, man, if you want to find out something, God, don't you want to know what he said about your situation? Well, you should want to know what he says about your situation in order for you to come out of it and to turn a corner in your life, to make a difference, that you won't be the same anymore. Well, his word, faith comes by hearing, hearing by his word, and you just put your faith in his word and what he's telling you to do. And by doing that, why, my goodness sakes, he's going to bring you out. It's going to cause you to come up. Yes, it will. So it's where you put your attention now. You keep putting your attention on that negative stuff and that stuff that's pulling you down and bogging you down and keeping you from the good things of God. You keep putting your attention on it, it's going to keep perpetuating. You understand? It'll keep perpetuating day after day, minute after minute, you know, week after week, month after month. I mean, same old thing, same old thoughts, same old mess. Well, you got to change your focus. You have to put your focus on something eternal, and that is the Word of God. Put your focus on it now, which means may have to study. And you may have not only may have to study, you may have to go through each word and think about them and meditate on these verses, because there's life in these verses. There's power in these verses for you. Oh, thank you for helping them, Father, to see the importance of getting your word into them. It ends up driving out all that negative stuff is what happens. Ends up driving out the negative stuff. Amen. Praise God. Well, we've been talking about humility. We've been talking about the three things that the Lord showed me that was working in my life, brought me into this place. Now, I really don't have any other example, because I don't know anybody else went through what I did. So I don't know. I use myself a lot here. I'm not trying to do that in order to make myself look, puff myself up, what I did, what I didn't do. I mean, this is all personal stuff here. It's all about personal decisions and choices and heart desire. And I can't manufacture that for you. And I don't know anybody, you know, as well as I know me. Not that I know myself so great, but I don't know anybody else as well as I know me and the way I've done things with the Lord. And so I use myself as an example for your benefit. I want to get you hungry for this type of relationship, because it's going to change everything. I mean, think about it, man. Just approaching things with the Lord like this is a big difference. You go on to Him, you're asking His wisdom on these things, and boom, you get it. You get it right away. Or sometimes I'll ask Him wisdom about a situation, and I don't get an answer right away. From Him, I just believe at the time I ask Him, I just believe that it's coming to me at the right time. And so you can do the same thing too. I mean, you go to Him at any given moment, you ask Him for wisdom, and maybe He'll give it to you instantly. Well, He has with me before, but sometimes He won't. And so therefore, I know this much. It's not that He's holding wisdom back on me. I know that it has to do with timing. He's got a certain timing of things. And perhaps I'm not at the level of understanding that I will be in a few minutes or a few hours or a few days or whatever, however long it takes for them to drop that wisdom into my understanding. So I try to understand where He's coming from on things. And He has a reason to do what He does with us and how He does it. And so I'm trying to understand those parts. It's just a matter of growth. We just grow into these things and grow in our understanding and walking with the Lord. And it's going to be different with you, I'm sure. Different things happening and different ways that He leads you and gives His wisdom to you. And all of those things, of course, are going to be an individual thing with you. But the bottom line is that you can have this unique relationship with the Lord that nobody else in the world knows about. Nobody else has but you. It's a wonderful thing to be in this place with the Lord that nobody knows. Nobody knows me like He does. Nobody. I mean, He knows every thought. He knows every feeling. He knows everything we experience. And He guides us and helps us to understand it all. Praise God. And to get our minds wrapped around in the scope of it all in context with His perfect will. Amen. So that's what we're after here, is His perfect will in our lives. And that is to see Jesus have His complete way in us in this life below. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, we've been talking about humility a lot in seminars previous to this. I think we've been on for maybe 3 weeks or so, maybe longer. But let's start right here in James chapter 4 and in verse 6 today. We're going to review just a tad bit from where we were before. And James chapter 4 verse 6 says, "But He giveth more grace, wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Now that's just the facts of the matter. I mean, he's great, and He's mighty, and He's merciful. and he's kind and he's understanding and all of these things. Yes, he is, but he resists the proud. Mm-hmm. Because there's falseness there. And so if you've got pride in you, you're going to get resisted. And you're not going to get very far with the Lord with that. Yeah, I mean, you're just not. Because the ones that's going to get the grace, I'm going to say this, the ones that's going to get the answers, the ones that's going to get the grace from him and hear from him. Just to hear from him. Wow. Those people that are going to get to that place with him are the people that have come in by way of humility. And the proud's not going to get there. They're just not going to understand. They're just going to stay stupid. I guess you could say. I know that don't sound good, but they're just going to stay in a place of darkness, in a place of not hearing from him, not understanding what he's wanting to do in their lives. They're just going to stay there, and they're just going to keep going in their own concepts of things and what they think that they should be doing and their life's all about. They're just going to keep on going, and I don't want to live like that no more. I mean, somebody else can live like that if they want to, but I don't live like that no more. I want him involved in everything I can get him involved in, because it's wonderful to hear from Jesus on all these things. Amen. But he gives more grace, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, he's afraid of it. When you're submitted to God, look at that, how that is in contact with humility. Submit yourself to God. You see that? Amen. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, look here, verse 8. Draw near to God. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw near to you. Is there a possibility that he would, if you drew near to him in humility of heart? Is there a possibility that he would not draw near to you? I say to you, no, there is not a possibility of that happening. Because you've got his word on it right here. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. He will. He will. Why isn't he drawn near to you? Well, look at the first part there. You're not drawn near to God, and that's the only reason. And like I say, if you're drawn near to him, but you're trying to draw near to him, and you've got this pride happening in you, some arrogance, some falseness, well, you're going to get resisted by God. But I want you to know, everyone that humbles himself, herself, everyone that submits himself, everyone that draws near to him, in faith, in humility, everyone, he's going to draw near to them. He's going to draw near to you. There's no other way around it. It's just going to happen just like that. He's going to draw near to you, and he's going to get close to you, and he's going to hear you. What a wonderful place to be in the place where God hears you. You're not wondering about it because you've approached him right, you see, with the right heart. And with that right heart, he will hear you. He certainly will. And you can believe that, and you can put your faith on that, and you can stand on that, and because it's so. He cannot depart from what he's told you here. He's not going to depart from it. He's not going to tell you to do one thing, and then he's going to do another thing. It don't work like that. No, he's going to tell you to do he's going to tell you what to do, and then listen, it's his parts. He's not going to mess up his part. We mess up our part sometimes. He ain't gonna mess up his part. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Oh yeah, man. Just get rid of that sin, all that junk, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Now you can't listen, as we know there in other parts of James says, now if you come to God and you've got to come to him in faith. nothing wavering. What is wavering? Well, wavering, it comes down to double-mindedness is what it comes down to. You're wavering, and you're not solid on the one thing. You know, you're not solid on the word. You're not solid on the truth. And so you have another mind in the matter too that's entering in to the singleness of mind of faith, the singleness of mind of walking and living in faith of the Word of God. So we see here that you don't want to be double-minded. You're not going to receive anything from God. So we're seeing these keys that keep popping up here. The humility, the submission. We see all these things popping up. The drawing near to God, the heart desire. Amen. Drawing near to God, and he draws near to us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And it says here to purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Get rid of it. No, you don't want to come with none of that junk and just drop it out and say, nope. Don't. You've got a single mind. You're coming to God with a humble heart, with a right heart, a submissive heart, and a true heart that wants the truth from the Lord. And he wants the truth from you too. I mean, he wants the truth from you. He doesn't want any falseness or pretense in any way. It has to all be just because everything is naked to him and exposed. So it's real stupid for us to try to come up there with some sort of an attitude, some sort of a wrong spirit about us. It's real stupid because he sees right through it and he understands where it came from. He knows why you're feeling that way, why you're thinking that way. The bottom line is that you need to come with a changed heart. If you've got some sort of an issue with the Lord, some sort of an issue that you don't understand with God, you're going to have to get that right. Because what that is that that's that pride coming, that's that selfishness coming up in there. Well, he's going to see through it, he's going to understand it, and he's going to resist you. And we don't want to see that. We don't want you to be resisted. No, we don't. We want you to be completely exposed and honest with the Lord. It's at that point where he can get real with you, where you really are and what's really going on with you. Amen. Well, that's where you want to get, because then you can see the real, then you can understand what's really happening in you, and then you can make the adjustments and he can help you and you can get things fixed and you can begin to come out and come up. Praise God. And it's all based upon how you're approaching with the right heart. Hey man, changes can happen in you. Changes can happen in such a powerful way. I mean, healing, emotional healing, all kinds of things that were wrong before. If you will approach him right and come with that right heart, now you can get these things fixed and adjusted in you. You can get answers. You can get solutions. He may lead you to a certain verse of scripture or something, or he may give you a new thought to help you see some things. Listen, man, he's got all kinds of ways to help us. And he knows us so well, and he knows what's going to work in it. That's a beautiful thing about this relationship, that he knows us so well. He knows what's going to work for us and what's going to actually help us to see what we need to do and adjustments. He knows all about that. So praise God, we can get some real answers for our lives and for our family. Real answers. Amen. Praise God. He goes on here in verse 9 and says, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into heaviness. What are we talking about here? We're talking about a heart condition. We're talking about a sober condition. You know, you come soberly, humbly before the Lord with the right heart, submissive, and regarding him for who he is. Amen. We just be wise to do that the best that we can, best we know how. Amen. And in verse 10 here, it says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Is there any chance that he won't lift you up? Not a chance. Look at the verse 10. Here in this is the fourth chapter of James, verse 10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And what's going to happen? He's going to lift you up. He's going to give you a revelation. He's going to give you a understanding, give you a picture, give you, you know, shine a light on things for you, and he'll lift you up. He'll lift you out of it. He'll bring you out of it. Does he have it? Oh, he's got the answer. Oh, yes, he does. He's got the answer. And he's got the power to implement that in your life now. What's stopping him? Well, that connection of faith is what's stopping him. Many times we got the walls up from his blessings and we don't even realize how we did it or that we are doing it many times. And so he wants to get those walls down and wants to expose them things that's stopping us from receiving the good things that he has for us individually. And it's stopping us from being used to be a blessing to people that we're around. And it's stopping the power from flowing into others who we pray for. And all of these things that are so vital, so important in our lives, because we got some walls up. And he's not able to flow and do what he wants to do in us, for our lives, and through us. And, boy, that's what he wants to do. And if we can get ourselves into that place with him, and we are. I believe you are. I believe you're looking at me today because you are just flat serious about God. And you're tired of playing games down here in the Matrix. You're just tired of messing around, goofing around. Thinking things that are important that are not important, really. That's not going to matter in your life. The only thing they're going to do is distract you and rob you of time where you could be doing something that really matters. Amen. And my goodness sakes, I am almost out of time here. I just can't get over how fast these go sometimes. And we're so thankful that you stopped in and spent some time with us today here on the Road of Faith seminar. And we trust that the word and the testimony that came out today, it was all spirit-led. I didn't know where I was going today. But I'm so thankful that you were here. And I trust that what we did here today was beneficial to you. So, man, don't forget to stop in here next week. We're going to pick up here and continue on in the will of God and what he wants us to do here on the Road of Faith seminar. So until next week, remember, I love you.